Hello.
Hey, hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, I ate and then I showered. My stomach's still not feeling good either, though.
Interesting.
I don't know why the nighttime comes and that's when the cold comes. In the daytime, I feel good, and the nighttime, I feel terrible.
Today? Just today?
Yeah, the daytime, I feel, in the sunlight, I feel good. And then the night fall and the cold come. It's crazy.
Sometimes I feel the same. I feel like I when I work, when I have sunlight, I feel like I work effortless.
Yeah, I have great energy all morning. Great energy.
Yes, but when night, I just feel like I want to just be
so
silent.
Tired.
Sam.
It's crazy. Sam. My body hurt. I'm like, it's crazy.
Wow. Sam, my spine, recently my spine, I feel a lot of thing, I feel maybe a lot of clients, does it make sense? We haven't released him for a while, but I just feel stupid. I just feel if I explaining, it's stupid, because I'm like building the bridge for...
No, every time I explain to client, I feel it's bad
draining.
Energy for some reason.
Draining.
And then I talk to my friend from Israel.
Yes.
He said we never, the rabbi, never answer any question.
Yes.
Because it's not good. You better let the spirit talk to you.
It's true. Just sometimes they ask question out of bad spirit. They just testing. They just testing.
Yep.
And they just asking out of, they want to know, they already have the answer.
And I would get clients come to me just answer one question and then I do the reading and I never say, I say, you want the reading, you sit. If you don't want the reading, you go.
It's true. Yes, I feel the same because now it's 5G and too many people, it's too easy. It's build a bridge for the wrong people or for the bad spirit to copy that, and it's bring bad, very bad energy. That's how I feel. That's how I feel recently, because too many people they are doing the thing and they don't know what they are doing. It's too easy to copy.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking there should be a brand new way to do thing and maybe just don't talk too much. Just through simply through the art and also through Bible. If they get it.
What did you need? You say you need my voice?
Excuse me? Can you say that again?
You tell me you need my voice for something?
Yes, I need I feel maybe we simply just, now I'm recording now, but if I feel like I have to cut it, I cut it.
How much is it? My voice don't sound so good right now because I have cold. How does my voice sound? Not so good.
It's okay. I think it's okay. I just feel you're not even Jack Shu. Even Jack Shu, even Jonathan, even all of my friends who have lied recently, they feel sick. Sam and everyone have diarrhea. Everyone.
Huh.
Everyone, because now like. I feel it's time for shifting. It's time to changing so our body is adjusting.
I'm with you.
So can make us like create something more pure and more simple and not building the bridge to people like they just don't know what they are doing. Yeah, because I feel like it's bringing a lot of bad light. Like when I'm explaining, so I don't feel I want explaining because a lot of things they can only experience, and it's the same like Bible. So I feel like just talk through Bible, simply just Bible, and not asking question, and just
the more light,
just,
the more they understand the light, and the more they want to go to the light and experience it themselves.
Yes,
everyone has to have their own relationship.
Yes, true.
With the good energy, I mean you. You can't really have a relationship with what I have.
You have to
build your own.
And also everyone have the responsibility for what energy they want to take into this space. A lot of people, they don't know. They just feel like they want to throw their garbage.
When you make decision,
yes.
When you make the right decisions and then you act in faith, that's how your faith gets stronger. That's how the light gets stronger and you get led more. It's the belief. You with me?
I'm with you. Yes.
But if you don't believe and you have doubt and you reject, it's not going to come to you.
It's true.
You have to let it it's like the currency here is mm-hmm. is money. Mm-hmm. In the universe, the currency is belief, is faith.
Yes.
Is act. You understand what I mean?
Act in faith and through light and through love.
That's right.
And the relationship with God.
That's when you get led by a better spirit.
It's true, but now a lot of people they believe in like something like a bunch of blind. They are leading blind.
Also, they listen to too many. I see also a lot of clients. They're misguided.
A lot recently,
and
I feel
a lot of their faith and a lot of their belief into something that is not even true because yes. they watch too much videos, they watch
it's
too
true.
Much.
That's true, and I feel
too
it,
much unnecessary
that's why,
information.
That's why I feel very angry when I'm recording today. When
yes,
I give you the first,
you feel that.
I feel that in YouTube, especially in YouTube, it's terrible. People ask me some question that they don't even know what they are asking. They just bring
exactly.
something that's totally, it's not related on them. They can't experience, and it's just something not true. Like does spirit create life? Like, stupid question. It makes me, you know, makes me very angry. Like where does people go when we die? Dead? Have you dead already? Like, it's just, you know, it's stupid question. You can't just,
I know.
You can't just ask question. And fill up with answer. It's the same like school system. It's the same like create another robot system. And I feel that. That's why recently people who have light, their body feel rejected. Their body feel uncomfortable.
Sorry.
Not only you, not me, not also Jonathan and Jackshi. Jackshi is coming to me. I'm happy. he said, oh my God. He said, there's a student. He helped me doing the acupuncture needle, but he didn't know what he was doing. So his crown chakra being damaged, a little bit off balance. He can't see
amazing.
Future no more. And I tell Jashi,
amazing.
I tell Jashi, I say,
that's why you gotta pray before your decisions. It's a small decision. You
yes.
think it's nothing, you know?
Yes, it's true.
And that's yeah. why you. You know, sometimes when you fill yourself with too much information,
mm-hmm. yep.
he felt like he should have done that. He didn't pray over it. You know, one of the prophets in the Bible, he loses his position because of pride. He make his own decision.
I lose my position. I lose my position because of anger, I think.
It happens. That's why you gotta stay in prayer so much.
Yes, that's true. But I got angry for right reason. But I'm still learning like how to not to.
You get calmer over time.
Yes.
Everyone starts off angry.
It's
and
even very.
I still get angry. I get mm-hmm. angry, but I pray that it doesn't last long.
Yes, I don't feel I'm angry at all when I'm not surrounding with these people. But when I even you know the day. Do you remember I just walking on the street? And I feel all of a sudden I feel a strong loneliness come from nowhere.
Yes.
And when I turning on the corner, I see a girl. She asked me, hey, are you Rowan? Are you the girl who copied me? She asked me. And I didn't say anything. I didn't get angry. I just stared into her eyes. I just stared into her eyes. And like 1 second, she said, oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. And she left. And all of a sudden, I feel all my loneliness.
Yeah, that's what Jesus did. Jesus, people come and excuse him, and they say bad things, and he say nothing.
I said nothing. I just look into her eyes.
And then you give a chance for the spirit to fight for you.
I'm with you. I feel that a lot.
That spirit can fight much more better than we can ever fight.
It's true. I feel that's why when people, they are doing the right thing, but a lot of people, they get crucified for being doing the right thing or speak out the truth. They got crucified, like Hong Kong right now.
Yeah. Well, yes, most people who work for light, they not the rewards ain't so good here, but in heaven, the rewards is very big.
Yes, it's true.
And you don't get credit. You know, sometimes it's thankless job, you know?
Yes. It's true.
And you have to understand that before you go into it.
I know.
But our rewards are very big in the afterlife.
I'm with you.
And sometimes, you know, God rewards us here on earth as well.
Yes.
Like Abraham, his because of his belief and because of his faith, yes. God tell him to look up at the stars, and he say, "This is how many blessings you're gonna have."
That's beautiful.
And it's uncountable. You can't count the stars. It's too many to count.
I feel a little bit deja vu. Recently, I feel a lot of, like, when I'm breathing. Recently. I just slow it down and I just enjoy it, and I feel a lot of deja vu, and I see light through the vision in the future.
Mm.
I see that.
And beautiful.
And that's how I created the art I gave you.
Mm, I like it a lot.
And I feel it's beyond words.
When I look at it.
Yeah, I feel it's beyond words. So I feel like it feels like a stupid when I just, because now people just
good energy.
create title, you know, a lot of titles to attract.
Very, very well.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel like I was trying to speak something.
You there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Hello.
I'm here.
Get disconnected.
Yeah, so look, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you well.
Okay. Yes, today I just feel strong anger, but I believe that because now it's 5G, people will discover the truth and will lead the people who have the good spirit to us. I know that.
That's right.
And when
That's
you see, right. And recently I feel like my right hand have a little bit itchy. And every time when my right hand have a little bit itchy, there's surgery coming.
It's true.
3 times and 3 surgery.
It's true.
Yeah.
Now you're like a Romanian woman. That's it. You're Romanian.
Oh. I know people from Romanian and Bulgarian. They have this like ancient type of, like this type of, I don't know, maybe ancient.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yes, I just feel like I feel so angry when I'm making my art. I feel like angry because I can still feel they are doing like a lot of blind. They are leading blind.
Hmm. No, even, that's not our concern. The only thing we can do is shine our own light. We can't pay attention to what other people's doing.
I'm with you. Yes, I'm with
you. If we do, then we're just going to be like them. We're going to be overwhelmed in our mind.
True.
And then,
okay.
And that goes with our, you know, when you're healing people, you can't be overwhelmed in your mind with too much information. That's why I don't watch video. I hardly ever even watch TV.
Yes. Sam. I don't watch anything.
Yeah, it's better.
Mm.
Your mind stay pure.
Yes. Yeah. Recently, I start drinking. I start drinking because I feel like sometimes we need a little bit poison thing because outside is like overwhelming. I feel like so many things since 5G start. I feel like so many, like, God is like telling, I feel God is telling me like to be silenced a little bit and be just keep low key. But still doing thing and focusing on pure light.
I'm with you.
Yes, or if I connect and if I feel their question, I will feel like, I don't know, I just feel so angry because the question is too, like, it's not my responsibility to answer that.
I'm with you.
They don't pay and they don't respect that. And that
when they're ready, they understand and they move forward. Sometimes I like to pray for the clients before I begin the surgery.
I'm with you.
And that always helps a lot. They understand and then they move forward. But when I don't do that, they don't move forward. I've seen it many times.
Mm. It's true. Maybe I recently I even feel like when I'm with Turkey, I feel the same.
Mm.
I feel sometimes animal, they know before it happened, they know the energy and they know. I feel especially bird is like a way they connect and they responding. If they don't
connect.
They're
like messenger. Yeah. That's true. And that's like angel. Angel is messenger.
Yes. So I take care of turkey.
It says in the Bible that God look after the birds. He watched them.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
What else? I feel... I was about talking about the particle. When we meditate through the pure particle, through light, it's like it's shifting into like and create different time and space. That maybe that's why we experience the same thing.
But it's true.
So synchronicity happen and providential happen, and it's accelerating. So actually, spirit can create life. But particle means things from the ground. It doesn't create spirit.
No, the flesh can feel that. That's why we have to.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Oh, bless you. No worries.
Sometimes we have to kill the flesh.
Yes.
In order for the spirit to get stronger, in order for us to get our spiritual eyes.
I'm with you.
That's why sometimes fasting or not eating meat or something on that sense can bring your spirit to get stronger.
Yes, I feel something need to digest or something unclean. Sometimes it's also lingering with the consciousness. I got the realization from a cup of coffee. I was about to give this coffee to a homeless guy, but the homeless guy was not there today. So I drink the coffee from a vendor, you know, the vendor shop, the vendor. I never want to drink that. But when I drink it, it's so many sugar, you know, but I still drink it. I drink it, but I was breathing and I see so many, I feel a lot of things like, it's like collective and it's struggling. And then I realized why he don't want the coffee. He don't want the like a expensive coffee, like an organic one. Did you remember you gave the homeless guy a like an expensive coffee and he don't want it? He want cheap thing. I feel sometimes it's like their body, their particle is connecting with certain thing.
So.
And this thing actually is also connect with. Like certain collective consciousness, so that's why we need to be aware what we eat and what message we take in. Now I feel people don't care about the message they take in. I feel maybe that's the thing we should like releasing, like original thing. People need to learn what is original, because now it's like I feel it's crazy, you know, it's crazy. Whenever I see that, I just feel so angry. People cover their face, and or some people make it like news. You know, they do so many title and make attract you, but they are saying something is not true. They don't even experience that.
Well, one thing that I see when I go to the doctor's office up in the waiting room. Nobody look at each other no more. Everyone only look at their phone.
Yes. It's only. Like New Year. It's like New Year. Before New Year is so fun. Like
and
everyone.
Then I look at the coffee house across from me. No one's looking at each other. Only looking at the phone.
I feel
and I like
it's
to look
like
at
it's
people
like a
and
disease.
Look at their eyes.
Me
like
too.
To
me too. I miss that feeling.
At their face.
Even this New Year. New Year is changing right now.
And I realize people are too distracted and they're missing out what's going on around them.
Yeah, distraction.
It's that distracted, and I realize they're taking in way too much information and not experiencing real life.
Yes.
And this goes on everywhere. I put my phone away when I go somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like to have coffee or to go to the doctor, I don't take out my phone.
Yes. Yes.
I leave it, hide it, like in my wallet or something. And I realize everyone's just only looking at their phone, like they don't even know who's around them.
Yes. It's true.
It's crazy. And that's scary.
Yeah. I feel that something should really change. Make a change.
I think that when you have time to talk on the phone, then you can talk on the phone, and when you know in your private time in your home. But I think when you're outside, I think you should look at the trees. I think you should look at the kids playing and look at people. You know what I mean?
That's how I. Today I feel good. Today I feel good because I was just hanging out. And in you know, there's
a
hotel.
I know you look at the trees. You do. I see you when you're walking. You look at the trees. You look at the
building, the birds. People, birds, kids.
Exactly. That's why your energy and your aura is getting better. But not a lot of people do that anymore.
Yes. Yes.
And even when they're like two girls together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like friends, one is on one phone and one is on another phone.
Yes.
They're not looking at each other.
That's what I see. It's terrible. And this contains so many twisted energies. So many.
Hmm.
Crazy.
I mean, I understand that phones is a part of our lives now, but you can't make it the only thing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel it's like a war. It's like a war right now. So I just want to make art. I kind of want to make art. I feel art is more pure.
Because you look at it. It's something you experience. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And that's my picture. And everything is like through my life. And the color, everything. Maybe sometimes it's just from a piece of leaf. And it's fun. It's
amazing.
Fun. Yeah.
But that's a blessing. I think that art is, you know, God is creator, and I think God is artist.
Yes.
So I think when people make art, I believe it's like
from above.
They're getting inspired, exactly, and that means they're getting it from above. And I like that. I think it's beautiful.
Me too. I love artists. That's one reason I love artists.
Mm.
Yes.
Even ones that are not spiritual, I still feel like they're spiritual and they don't understand. You understand what I mean?
Yeah. I feel, I don't know, recently I feel I just want to be silence. I just want to be silence and really connect with real people, and I even feel better just hanging out with Turkey. You know, just chilling with Turkey and just stay home and just take him out to the park. I feel it's feel much more better than like watching phone, because phone is like, it's just a tool. It's a tool to make us life more, feel more convenient. But now I feel it's too much. Too much.
Not 24 hours. You can't do all hour. You know, I think we should, you know, you spend time on your phone, but also you have to experience other things. It's crazy.
Yes.
And even a lot from Asia, even more than here in America.
Yeah.
So even they have the same problem.
They have too much. Worse, even worse.
That's what I mean.
Even worse.
Here it's bad, but I think there it's even worse because I could feel the low energy from the
Asia.
From the clients from that side.
Yes, very low. Very low.
And I realize why.
Hmm.
I think they spend way too much time on the phone.
It's true. It's all garbage. Even a lot of artists, a big celebrity here, they talking about spiritual, they are very angry. They're very angry with people, with the garbage, like the garbage information, the fake information. They're very angry.
It's amazing.
Yeah. How you feel?
I feel good.
Yeah.
I feel a little better.
I just feel I'm doing art, and I just feel in between. I feel before I don't feel that bad, but now I feel people just in a hurry. They want take, but they're not living life. They take a lot of garbage they can't even use.
Also, the pastor was talking about how to recharge and to plug into the source of light, and when we're recharging, we should plug into our light source.
Yes.
And that's where we get our strength and our peace, that we can handle all the chaos that's going on around us.
Yes. But we bring light. We do it step by step. I feel now it's time to just slow down and just breathe and enjoy and tell people we don't need to rely on this. Because today I was just enjoying my breakfast. And I was breathing, enjoying my avocado toast and my green juice. And I feel when I just focusing on the present moment and how my body feel, I feel it's all like it will figure out itself. It figure out itself and it becoming more organizing, and I feel peace. But Sam, like I'm aware everyone is just watching their cell phone. That's what I concern.
It's sad for me. Because Jesus could be on the side of you. You wouldn't even know because you didn't look.
Yes.
You understand what I mean?
It's true. It's true.
And like what happens, God forbid, like you need to tell like a police officer what the guy looked like. What are you going to say? I never look my head up and I don't know what the guy looks like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Crazy.
You gotta be aware and alert of your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people, they're looking at their phone so much and walking, they hit themselves into the pole. of you know, like the street sign poles.
I know.
And this was a big problem. A lot of people, they really get hurt because they don't look in front of them. To see that there's a pole. I mean, you gotta take a little bit of time to look around.
Yeah. It's true.
It's crazy. And their conversations that they're having, because a lot of people, they're talking on their cell phones and you could hear them talking. It's not even important.
Yeah, it's all unimportant thing.
I'm listening to a girl. I'm at the park with Melania. And instead of her playing with her kids at the park, she's talking on the phone with her sister on FaceTime. So you could hear the conversation that she's having with her sister.
Mm-hmm.
You know what she's talking about? What kind of shampoo she uses, what she eat, what did she eat today? Like, really unnecessary conversation. Like, nothing important.
Oh,
and she's
God.
Not looking at her kids.
Oh my God.
And she's not enjoying the park. And she's just on the phone talking about shampoo, talking about the craziest stuff.
Yeah,
like nothing important.
You know how I feel? I feel crazy because now I'm recording. I just realized when it's open to the public or open to the client, sometimes I can feel God is like stop me through like speaking something too divine or too deep. Because they are not ready.
Yes.
They're not ready, and too many, like, I don't want to build any bridge for them to do bad things.
When the audience is very big, you have to keep it simple. When it's one-on-one, I could go deeper.
Me too.
And
Sam.
And I can feel like they're ready.
Sam.
but a lot of people, the audience is too big, and like even, a very big audience, I like to keep it very, very simple.
I'm with you.
To the point, clear, simple.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes, it's true.
So it depends on your audience. You know, some audiences, they are ready, and a lot is not ready.
Yeah, even Jack Shu, he told me 1 week ago we were on the phone. He said, one thing I feel it's not fair to you because your audiences are from YouTube. And YouTube, the audiences there, they have very, 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 very low frequency because they take too much twisted energy. It's too easy, too quick, and too cheap.
Yeah.
So they are so that's why I feel like it's, oh, now it's 5G, so it's even easier for them to copy. So that's why the audiences, they take so much thing, but they seems to be more, their frequency seems to be more low.
Amazing, I know.
So I feel like,
it's too large.
I should stop doing that.
It's a very large platform, and it's way too big and way too cheap.
Yes. So they just want to watch some. So that's why I feel like we just make art, and we change it. I try to enter the like your information through Popping. Have you? Oh. Carter MR, he just sent me something. Let me see. Oh my God, it's beautiful. It's neuron system and light. It's beautiful. Oh my God. He make a lot of beautiful art. For National History Museum. I will send it with you. I like this person. He just sent it with me.
That's beautiful.
You see that? Neuron system. That's what I need. That's exactly what I need today.
That is pretty.
You see
that? That is really nice. Amazing shot.
Yeah, like the confirmation. It feels like light build a path.
It feels like there's thorns, but the light is still in the center.
Rebuild the path. I feel recently a lot of people need rebuild the path.
Yes.
Because their path being like twisted with too much dark energy, and their path is unclean. So that's why, do you remember Jia Ying? She dreamed of like a lot of cockroach. And even the same day, my home have one cockroach. I don't know where that come from.
Amazing.
I kill it. I got very angry. I rarely kill, but I kill that. It's a small one. And today I see a rat, a small rat was eating candy. It looks so cute.
he was enjoying himself. My ratatouille. That's cute.
It really looks cute because it's tiny and it doesn't afraid of me. But it's a rat. It's black rat.
Oh my God.
But it looks so cute. I can't help myself. I bend down and I say, hey, what are you doing, little fella?
That's hilarious.
And then he walk away, and then I ask myself, why I'm speaking with the rat? They kill bird. Why I'm speaking with the rat? Why I'm doing that?
Because it's funny that I was eating candy.
You know, and there is a homeless. He used a cardboard and he curved it into half, and the rat is walking to the cardboard. It's like it's a house, you know.
He found himself a home.
Yeah.
It's funny.
It's cute. I don't know. I feel maybe just simply just that's why I feel a lot of people like in Taiwan a lot of chaos. They think funny is the only thing. I feel I can kind of relate it, you know. I understand why they do that. A lot of chaos because they're already blind. They're under this stress and they don't know what to choose. They don't know what to do. So all they can choose is just ease it and then, you know, but it's also lead them to the wrong path. Because I feel people just care about is it funny or not. It's not good. It's very bad.
No.
It's bad energy.
I agree. It's temporarily, though. I mean, I like laughing, too, and I like jokes, but this type of happiness is temporarily. It's just an emotion. That's not where our joy comes from.
Yes. Yes. It's true. It's just when you see something makes no sense, it makes you feel you want to laugh. Yeah. Kind of like avoiding the reality or true thing. True problem to solve.
We can't just only look for laughing and that's it.
I feel now we just make it. What I want to make is I feel I simply just make art. And maybe you talk about the just simply thing from Bible, and like today, I feel everything is fine. I feel bad energy, but I'm not afraid of that. I just feel, just make it easy. That's it.
Simple.
Make it simple, and if they get it, they get it. They don't get it, that's not my word to explain.
Exactly.
And if they can copy, okay, you copy because it's already easy enough. So you
exactly.
copy.
It's simple enough.
It's simple
that
enough.
Everyone
it, okay.
Can
understand. You just copy it. That's it. I don't mind. And if you can explain that, go explain. And I. Hey, we find a way. How do you think?
Well, if they copy and we're talking about light, then it's good for them to copy because more people will be healed.
Yep. That's good.
Mm.
I just simply make it simple. And I don't want to explain too much. My chest feels itchy. I don't know why. My chest. I don't know where that comes from. It's like a heat. My right chest.
Is it really cold there?
A little bit.
Sometimes when it's real cold outside, it makes like dry, itchy skin.
Oh, maybe too dry.
Yeah. How's the weather there?
It's a little bit cold, but not too bad. Not too bad. But after I cut out the guy, I feel much better. I just feel that my creative and every get clear. Because I feel before I kind of maybe linking with his energy, and this feels just tired. I don't know why. It's just tired. And he feel he's more energizing and more creative, but I feel tired.
How much you? And I think your creative wanted to get stronger right now, and I think his energy was maybe blocking you.
Yes, I do feel that, like that. I feel the same. I feel better.
Good.
There is a voice tell me I should just cut everyone that I don't feel it's in my future, so make it a space for the right people can enter, because the connection can get stronger.
It's true. Sometimes it's your availability that gets you to the right areas.
Yes. I feel a lot of people they throw out the diamond and grab a lot of stone. Do you remember the dream? Like when I was with the street garbage? You know, after a while he said, did I told you like he told me sorry and I block him again. Block him. Block everything.
Perfect.
And I feel better, yeah. And what else? I will make it simple. just make it simple. A lot of people, they get angry because they say, why you don't just do things for free? Yeah. Why you just don't do things for free because you are doing the good thing? But sometimes it's not like that. Because they don't have the ability and they don't feel how we feel. They don't feel people, they don't have empath. So they don't know it's stressful. They don't know it's like can overwhelm me.
Of course.
They don't understand. Yeah, a lot of things I feel, I don't know where to start. And I just feel like when more I say, it just makes me feel like I'm stupid. You know? Like, I don't want to explain anything.
You don't have to explain.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. I try to forgive everything that I think I already forgive everything, but whenever I record, I still feel the audience's energy. I just feel that, and too many. Like zombie. Yeah, like zombies. Don't know what they want, and don't know what they take in, and confused. So I just feel just simply focusing on something and make it very, very simple. If they get it, they get it. They don't get it, they don't get it.
Sure.
They're still attacking me, you know, because they don't get it. So they think what I'm saying is not true because they didn't experience
that. When I did recording on the YouTube, while I was doing it, I was like very self-conscious, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? But once I released it, I don't think about it again. You know what I mean?
Yes.
In the moment, I feel it.
Yeah.
But right afterwards, I feel good about that.
Okay.
And then I don't think about it anymore.
Okay, I'm with you.
But don't be so with people. But I'm not the type of person to really care about man's opinion. I'll be mm-hmm. honest with you. I really care about what God feels about me. Yeah. And that I'm doing right by him, but I don't feel like I need to be a pleaser.
No.
You know what I mean?
I'm with you.
And if you don't like me, it's okay. And if you like me, it's good. But if you don't, it's not going to affect me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you understand, good. And if you don't understand, fine again. You know, Einstein had to have a special audience.
Mm-hmm.
Because not everyone could understand him.
That's true.
And he's very wise.
It's true.
And even the wisest man in the Bible, Solomon, even he make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And gets some people upset. I mean, you can't please everybody. It's impossible.
It's not possible. It's not possible.
It's not possible.
It's true. I just keep moving forward. And
sometimes the better thing that you're doing, the more people hate you.
It's true. It's true.
I even see a pastor like Benny Hinn. He gets so much criticism and he heals so many people.
Yes.
And
I feel
Benny because his audience is so big.
I donate, and the time when I donate, I feel a heat releasing from my heart. And I was shaking. I was crying, and I realized because a lot of my thing, I can heal a lot of people. I can help a lot of people, but because of this chaos and chaotic thing, the wrong policy that YouTube make, and also the people that they intentionally to do wrong thing, and that makes me like. I have this wound and he helps me to release that. And I feel more peace and more calm and more like...
So
more,
many miracles.
More,
I feel
more blessing coming
it.
In. Yes. So many. And people just attack him because they think he fraud.
Because really, you want to know the truth? They're jealous.
Yeah, they're jealous. They're jealous. Even I feel the same. I feel the same. They're still jealous.
He dedicate... his whole life to ministry. How can you be fake?
Hmm.
You understand what I mean?
Of course, like Sam, like me, I never listen to people. I never listen to people. I always ask,
to me,
like,
you know, his show, God, the best teachings I've heard from him, the best, the biggest healings I've seen. So to me, I don't care what people say. I think he's amazing.
Yes.
You can just feel it.
Yes.
In his voice.
Yes. I feel the peace. I feel strength. I feel calm. And I feel like, I feel love in his voice.
Yes.
I feel that. I feel people need that.
That's true. And he heals so many people, meaning he brings people to Christ. His audiences is the biggest ever.
Yeah.
Like million people. Like, it's crazy.
Yes.
It is crazy.
He's singing. I like his singing. And I feel like...
He does.
I feel like it. All the people that work for him is like bring to him like miracle. God bring to him. It takes, you know, it takes miracle to gather these people that create such a big, like such a fluent and such a big church and such beautiful music and everything and providential in the same time. It's miracle.
That's right.
Yeah, these people, they don't experience that, so they don't understand. Yeah, I think it's all right, because now I feel big client. There's a girl, she have 23,000 follower, or 36,000 follower. She's a very, very good fashion designer, and she asked for a consultation.
Okay.
I feel now people are more like people who have sense, they are coming approach me. I feel it's a good thing.
Good.
It's good.
This year is going to be amazing. I know it is. And I know there's a lot of healing in this year as well.
Yes. I feel maybe focusing on our work and maybe focusing on the Bible and also...
Yes.
I feel it takes courage because
still
of my style.
Relationship with Jesus this year as well to get closer to him. And all things else, get at it. That's the most important.
Amen.
And yes, I still want to do, you know, some more studying so we can, you know, speak more about the Bible. And I want to make my words more simple for a larger audience as well.
Sam. Okay.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for me for strength and for guidance, and I'm going to pray for you for strength and guidance in Jesus' name.
Amen. Yes.
And we'll just stay on top of it. We'll try to grow each day, grow a little stronger.
Okay.
Good?
Good.
I love it. Your art is beautiful, though, and amazing. I'm very proud of you.
I'll keep doing that.
I love it. You inspire me. I want to do something now, like art. I don't know what, though. Lately, because I'm not into it so much. It's like, I know once I start, you can't stop, but it's hard to start. It's strange.
Yes. I feel sometimes just the right place. I just walk into a bookshop, and then I just start doing that. I don't know why.
I love it. I loved everything. Everything about it. Even the tree, I liked it. That it was amazing.
I like
stuff.
The tree too. Yeah, okay, I think we just talk through art. How do you think? I feel we talk through art.
We can try that. I think we can try that, and you know, we can use like you're doing. You did art with words. You know, I think that's amazing.
I feel I start doing that. I try that, and I try to not to explain too much.
Yeah, keep it simple and make it more visual. And this year is about vision. 2020 is vision.
I'm with you.
So I like it.
Yeah, well, let's do that. Okay.
Good.
Let me do that.
I love you. All right, I'm going to study a little bit more as well.
I feel simply, how about you send me your voice with Bible, like daily Bible? Daily Bible, I think important, and just send me with your voice, and I put it into my video.
Sounds good.
And I put it into my video, and I just simply just
like a small,
just
like,
small, like daily verse.
Sure. Yes, and then maybe a prayer.
Daily verse, and just with my art, and that's it.
That sounds perfect.
And prayer.
I love it.
Okay, let's do that. And good. Maybe I use Mandarin, and you speak in English.
Perfect.
And also our art. And let's start doing that. How do you feel? I feel better.
I like it.
I feel better. Like maybe just 3 minutes. Every day, just 3 minutes. Prayer, daily verse, and maybe I just talk about a little bit like what experience today. And if just if I feel nothing, I just do art.
We'll try to be led as well. Meaning if God leads us to do something else, we'll do it.
Yes. Okay.
Good.
Sounds great. I'm happy.
Maybe a song in between.
Mm-hmm.
Or some music or something like that.
Okay.
You know, if we need to.
Okay, I'll start doing that.
But maybe not.
I feel simple. Just make it simple.
Yeah.
Make people can copy. Make it original and simple and not explaining anything. They feel that. They don't feel that. And I just realized people who don't want to pay, who just want to take, they don't get healed.
That's it.
And the worst is they pay for the wrong people and they get twisted.
When you have a closed hand and a closed fist, when you approach something, that it's hard for you to receive.
It's true.
But when you come with open hand and open heart, you're gonna receive more.
Yes.
So that's why people who don't wanna pay, they also don't wanna they're not gonna receive.
Yes. True. Right.
So, I understand what you mean.
Right. Okay.
You understand, yes?
Right. Yes, I do. I'm trying to use the right words. I'm trying to not to explain and not to use Mandarin. But sometimes I still feel like I need you. I need your daily verse. I need you. Just simply
definitely.
Say the Bible and we share the Bible and I just share my true life. And that's it.
Sounds perfect.
That's it. I don't want to talk anything anymore. I don't want to explain. I feel it really brings too many chaos already. I don't want to do that.
No, I think it's perfect.
Okay.
Alright, I love you. I'll let you rest.
Okay.
I'm going to put Melania to bed. I'm going to do some more meditation. We'll stay in contact, though, and we'll try to do that tomorrow, actually.
Okay. Much love.
Good.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you, too. Talk soon. Bye.
Bye.